Older adults who take part in aerobic exercise show significant improvement in their cognitive functioning. That finding is from a study being published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The researchers found that the improvements in thinking were mapped to specific changes in brain activity. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Fitness of body can lead to fitness of mind, say researchers from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. To test this, neuroscientist Stanley Colcomb recruited a group of about 30 older adults, women and men, ranging in age from 58 to 77.
And none of them had been lifetime exercisers at any point. They were relatively low-conditioned older adults and were of average cardiovascular condition for people of their age.
Before the participants began the study, Colcomb tested them on their cognitive abilities and took brain images as the participants took decision-making tests. These data gave the researchers baseline information about each participant's level of functioning. Then, the older adults began an aerobic exercise program.
They came in 3 times a week and started off at a relatively low level of exercise, just very slow walking.
First for about 10 minutes around a track, until eventually the group was walking for 45 minutes, 3 times a week, brisk aerobic walking. Now, the control group of older adults also met with the same frequency for 6 months, but instead of doing any kind of aerobic exercise, this group did stretching and toning exercises, not a cardiovascular workout like the walkers got.
After the 6-month period, we brought them back into the lab and had them perform the same cognitive tasks both inside and outside of the MRI scanner. And then we evaluated changes in their cognitive performance on these tasks.
And found that after 6 months of cardiovascular fitness training, the participants performed significantly better on the cognitive tests compared to the non-aerobic control group. Each person in the aerobic group also improved over their own baseline score on cognitive functioning. And importantly, the researchers saw signature changes in how the brain was functioning. Using brain scans, it was clear that brain activity increased in areas that are used to focus on a task during mental problem solving.
We saw increased activation in the regions of the brain that younger adults use to perform the same task.
These improvements in brain functioning were not seen in the control group of older adults. Now, it's important to add that a lot of parallel groundwork has been laid recently in lab animal studies, showing that aerobic exercise does lead to striking changes in the brain. Carl Kottmann from the University of California, Irvine, pioneered much of this animal research.
In animals that would run for several days, they actually increased the amount of a molecule that is basically keeps neurons stronger, promotes synapse formation, promotes learning and memory.
So they've documented in the animal models that there is rewiring of the brain.
That's neuroscientist Bruce McEwen from the Rockefeller University, pointing out that this study, building on animal work before it, convincingly demonstrates that cardiovascular fitness stimulates the brain in a way that improves its function and flexibility.
So putting all these things together, it certainly argues that what is good for the muscle is also good for the brain.
Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.